Well, I think the biggest step that's been taken forward is the creation of containment and capping systems by the oil companies as a condition of going forward with their oil exploration permits. The Department of Interior now has granted up to 10 permits, but that's based on the fact that they have systems in the Gulf right now that can actually contain the oil and cap it, and those did not exist before the event last year.
From a federal standpoint, federal regulation, how satisfied are you with the way the government as a whole has come around this issue and said, we're going to do this better next time?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that significant progress has been made. I think the real question is what needs to be done and what remains to be done. There's pending oil spill legislation in both the House and the Senate. We've got some significant issues to deal with in terms of liability of oil companies, and the current limit is considered by all to be too low. But there's an issue of if you completely raise the liability limits to a point where small companies can't afford insurance, are you having a deleterious impact? I think that's going to be discussed. There are issues about the oil spill liability trust fund and having access to emergency funds when you need to do a response. So there are a variety of issues both in Congress and regulatory issues that'll keep going on. This is a work that needs to continue.
How satisfied are you with the resources that the government agencies who regulate all of this have in order to make this happen?
Well, if you increase regulatory oversight, you're going to need a way to do that. And I think there are always going to be resource issues. A variety of discussions are underway right now, whether or not, for instance, in the Department of Interior, where increased resources could be sourced from the fees that are paid for the oil permits. On the Coast Guard side, when you're dealing with claims after a spill, the number of people they have to do with that is limited, and trying to find a way to fund those resources is problematic as well, and I think we need to look at that moving forward.
And speaking of the Coast Guard, you were with them, the point person for the federal response to the disaster when all of this happened. How should the Coast Guard change to make things better?
Well, first, let me state I'm not the commandant anymore, and I'm reflecting only on the actions that I took part in as a commandant. We're a multi-mission organization, and I think that to the extent that we can look at the training and the competency of our personnel in responding to oil spills, how realistic our exercises are, our ability to move equipment and actually test ourselves regarding how we would have to deal in a spill, I think is all real important. And I think moving forward, we need to significantly enhance our ability to respond off the north slope of Alaska if we're going to get into oil exploration up there. There's a very, very limited area to operate from there, and our ability to move forces up there, aircraft, personnel, boats and cutters and so forth, is extremely limited.
What's it going to take for all this to happen? Does Congress need to act, or is this something the Coast Guard can do on its own?
Well, I think if we're going to carry out if the Coast Guard is going to carry out their responsibilities off the north slope of Alaska, I don't think there's any doubt that they're going to need some additional resources up there to be able to forward stage in places like Point Barrow and Dead Horse in the event there was a large search and rescue case or oil response in the Arctic. And I think those are things that we have been doing on a seasonal basis for the last 4 or 5 years, but we've been doing it by moving resources from other parts of Alaska and other parts of the United States up there. And I think it's time to talk about what we need in terms of an enduring, sustainable footprint and an infrastructure to operate from on the North Slope.
So is this about staffing or is it about money?
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything. First of all, I think you need actual physical equipment. You need infrastructure in terms of communications equipment. There's no place to really hang an aircraft at Point Barrow. We have problems with some of our aircraft in terms of helicopters, in terms of being able to fly in icing conditions. There are draft prohibitions off the North Slope that limit what size vessels can operate there. Our very large vessels can't refuel anywhere in the area, and the nearest place to get fuel would be down in Dutch Harbor or Kodiak, and those are the vessels we would need to be on scene for sustained presence for command and control if we were doing operations up there. So it's a wide variety of things we need to look at in the Arctic.
I'm speaking with former Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen. He was with the Coast Guard during the Deepwater Horizon oil spill and led the federal response to the disaster. Admiral Allen, the oil spill and rig explosion were a disaster, but there have also been some success stories in the year since. What are you proud of?
Well, I think there's been a significant advance, as I said, in containment systems. I think that a lot of people have worked very, very hard to try and mitigate the impact of this oil. There's still work to be done, and I know there's work being done in the marshes in and around Louisiana. I think there's been significant advances in far as seafood testing. I think anybody that is dealing with seafood coming out of the Gulf can rest assured that it's probably the most tested seafood in the world. And I think there are a lot of things that where we've made progress in the last year, but again, it needs to continue, especially in the areas of research and development and the fate of oil in the Gulf of Mexico and trying to understand exactly how the oil has been interacting with the water.
Going back to regulation, the new Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, they're looking to fill a couple of new positions and to improve oversight. That bureau was created to replace the Minerals Management Service, which had been accused of being too cozy with the oil companies. What else needs to happen?
I think there are things underway right now that ultimately are going to have to be reflected in legislation and regulations. But, for instance, prior to this event, there wasn't a requirement for the Coast Guard commanders that would have to respond to an oil spill to review and approve the response plans that were submitted by the oil companies as a condition of their permits to the Department of Interior. So what you have now is a collaborative arrangement where the Department of Interior and the Coast Guard are jointly reviewing these plans, and I think that needs to be codified in statute and regulation moving forward. We also need to understand collectively how we need to change technical requirements for having things like blowout preventers inspected by a third party. And on the other hand, the Coast Guard, which is responsible for regulating the mobile drilling units, need to make sure that the safety systems on those vessels are operating the way they're supposed to. And if that means a national physical inspection by Coast Guard personnel, then I think we need to do that as well.